Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ultras 11. I'm Joe still.
I'm not Al. I'm not changing today, up today.
Well, since he's getting married this weekend, he's actually taking his future wife's name.
Yeah, change traditions.
He's not going to be a motto. He's going to be something else. We're not disclosing her last name because you guys don't need to know that part.
It's private information.
But yeah, say, hey, welcome back. We missed last week. Some stuff was going on with me. I was tired.
Okay, we both needed a week to recover. Yeah. It was a recovery week.
I had to just rest for 48 hours straight.
Just like Kendrick Lamar. We're taking a little bit of extra time.
Damn. Yeah, guys, you should hear that. Actually, I heard it for the first time today. It was pretty crazy. Pretty bold by Drake to fucking
Joe listen before we started this podcast.
Put it on Instagram. But yeah, usually we have a script. Like, not a script that we're like reading off of something, but we have a general thing that we have and we talk about it. And like, that's why you say topic one, topic two, you're like us saying that. But we decided today, since we came back, let's just kind of make this like a garage session almost.
Garage talk, baby. Nothing better than
it. You know, like shooting the breeze. This is how we talk to each other. Like, this is like inside the studio, we're more professional. We're very like etiquette per se, I guess.
Maybe you are. I'm not.
Yeah. You know, but this is going to be more like raw, uncut, whatever's coming
just to like
our
us,
head.
Baby.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, so whatever literally comes to our head, even if it's completely random and off topic, we're still gonna talk about it.
Cristante sucks.
Yeah, like we're still gonna talk about it. I'm not gonna talk about that because he's not suck. He doesn't suck.
Overrated.
He's not
twat.
Suck. Wow. He not suck.
He not no, suck no. That guy.
What is overrated is Juve's invincible.
Now you just want to come after me.
Invincible streak.
No.
Because Joel. Bayern Leverkusen, or more should I say, Bayern never losing.
That's what everyone's saying.
Is
they fucking lose.
Officially beat their streak. They're undefeated. They're gods. They're crazy.
Yeah, Joel. They're having a great season. They're having a great time. Having fun while it lasts. But like all good things, they come to an end, and theirs will come to an end very shortly, before they hit Juve's record.
No, they already did.
No, they didn't.
No, they did.
Not Joe.
With the tie to Dortmund, they passed it.
No.
Yes, they were tied at 43. Now it's 44.
No.
This is false. No, we don't have our stat guy here today. He's not looking things up for us.
This is fake news. This is fake news.
Regardless, Bayern Leverkusen, it's actually pretty crazy. I was going to Google it right.
I'm looking because, man.
His ego was officially attacked there. Because you don't touch his baby Juve. But
you don't.
No, regardless of whatever this is that you're doing, it's still like, look at Grimaldo, what he's done this year.
Who cares about Grimaldo?
I do a lot, actually.
Okay, no, this is Reddit. I can't read into this too much.
Reddit's gonna end. You're gonna end up seeing like porn on Reddit.
So yeah, they got 44.
Yeah, they beat Juve.
So, no, because there was a couple games in there that they didn't want to count.
There
but
was
it
one time
counted.
That Juve actually played against their youth team and they beat them. So that was the 44th game. It just wasn't recorded by FIFA. Right out.
Shut up.
Anyways, that's impressive. They almost lost to West Ham and Dortmund, so maybe fatigue is setting in. Hopefully, because
they're gonna lose. It's gonna come.
They play Roma.
Wow, they beat you. They beat us. Week. Wow, cool, sick.
Don't worry.
we're still up there on the list, though.
We'll take care of them.
I hope probably so, man. I don't think they're gonna keep up the
no.
Never
I do.
Part
I do
it.
Think that whoever wins between Roma and Bayern Leverkusen actually will win Europa League. No disrespect to Atalanta and Marseille.
How much more is it gonna hurt if you guys go out and beat Leverkusen and then you guys lose against Atalanta?
You're not gonna see me. This podcast.
Like that's definitely worse than Sevilla.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's
actually
definitely worse.
I
than
agree
Sevilla.
With that because Sevilla, it's like, okay, they're Europa League merchants.
That's their league.
Yeah.
That's their own.
It's
league
the Sevilla
own.
League.
Yeah.
So losing them last year sucked. It hurt, but it was also like, like it's Sevilla. They win all the fucking time for some reason.
It was bound to happen.
So, yeah. But if we make it, this is a big if, by the way. If
like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It comes down to Leverkusen, man. You guys have to be the ones to end this whole
that'd
fucking
be crazy.
Run.
First, De Rossi's better than Xabi Alonso as a player.
And now he's better than him as a coach. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think this. I don't. Fuck. Like, I honestly, now I don't care. Now, actually, I wanted to make the push. Before I realized that they actually beat the record, I was like, no, fuck them. I want them to lose. But now, I hope they keep fucking going.
Why?
Because, man.
You're such a prick.
I might as well see how long they can go.
No.
Why?
No, you want it to end next week.
Why?
Because they play Roma.
No, but first game's going to be a tie. That's it's going to happen. And then second game, it's also going to be a tie. It's going to go to Pens.
Yeah, but wouldn't that tarnish their record? Oh, no, because it's deemed regular time?
Yeah. So because then people would be like, oh, but they didn't lose in 90 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so it's a technicality.
Yeah, everything's a technicality, man. Do you see what football's become now? True, everything's a fucking there's a stat for everything.
David Moyes got the job on a technicality as well.
It's true. And now, finally, he's going to be fucking gone.
I was talking about when he was at United.
And now he's going to be gone from West Ham, too.
Yeah, see, so West Ham's linked with Ruben Amorim. If they actually get him, that's a fucking great bit of business on West Ham's behalf. Honestly.
If we're going to jump into this right now, let me just ask you one question. I know West Ham, you know, very rich history. They're not winning-wise, but they've been around a long time, is what I mean. Like, they have, like, a decent fan base, you know what I mean? Like, well, I shouldn't say decent. They probably, like, it has been said, I've heard other people say it, they have probably one of the best fans in England. So, I mean, I'll give them that if they want to blow bubbles. And some guy named Zach, he told me, he mentioned it one time, took his word for it, I didn't Google it, so I'm thinking it's right. But a team like that is going to come, okay, they're going to offer. This guy's, other than Thiago Motta, he's one of the hottest names as a coach right now on the market, because we all said it, like we said before, this is going to be a market for coaches.
Yep.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of players in the move. Half these older guys are going to end up in Saudi Arabia, but this is going to be a big market for coaches.
Yeah.
And him being the hottest one and one of the biggest names available, why would he choose West Ham? Okay. When you're looking at these other teams that, okay, Barca, going to need a new coach. Liverpool, going to need a new coach. Milan, going to need a new coach. Juve, going to need a new coach. Bayern, going to need a new coach. Who do you want to be? Are you trying to wait for me to say something?
No, I was just
I wasn't going to say Roma, because obviously you guys are secure. Dude, one of the best young coaches available right now. But I didn't say nothing about it.
You think everyone was worried?
But back to that. City, okay, we all assume Pep's still going to stay there. Obviously, you never know. Like, I feel like if a disaster happens and they end up, like, coming up and not winning even the Premier League, I could see this being the end for him, too. So let's just throw City in the mix, too.
Yeah.
United, too, because probably Ten Hag will get sacked if he doesn't come home with fucking something this year. Why would he choose West Ham?
Okay, so my thing with this is I'm not going to say West Ham's a sleeping giant, but I do think, and I said this in our group chat earlier, I do think West Ham has like a good enough infrastructure. They have decent enough financial backing. They're also playing in the Prem. They're consistently in the Prem, so they're getting those bonuses and stuff like that. They're cusp Europa Conference League team. You know what I mean? Like, they could maybe push with the right guidance, the right coach. Like, look who they have right now. David Moyes, who, like, he goes crazy for Mikel Antonio, who's a bang average, actually.
Shit.
There you go. That's probably the best way to put it. A shit striker. They had Scamacca. I'm not saying Scamacca was great or anything, but definitely better than Mikel Antonio. Jared Bowen basically orchestrating. They have Lucas Paqueta, who's fantastic, but you almost feel like he's withering away there.
Yeah.
If they get a guy like Ruben Amorim, who got a second league. What division was Coventry in?
Oh, fuck.
Are they in the championship or
in the championship
or League One?
Championship.
Regardless of where they are or whatever, they got Gyorkes Sporting, and look how good he is now. He went from $5 and a banana to now $100 million striker. You know what I mean? Like that's the effect Ruben Amorim has. And West Ham will have the money to financially back it. I'm not saying they're going to spend huge with Amorim, and I think that's a huge part of him. Like, he'll go there, he'll get these guys for 20 mil, 30 mil, like whatever it is, on the cheap, and he'll make them play even better than they are. You know, and West Ham needs a guy Moyes.
So you would say him going to West Ham, you think that's a step up from where he is now? Like, I get it. It's like
competition wise, yes, man.
Yes, the Portuguese league, it's a top league, but it's not the top five leagues.
Yeah,
it's not one of the best.
That's what I mean.
But you see what he's doing with Sporting, who every year is in Champions League. They won the league a couple times the last couple years. How, like, going to West Ham, I just look at it. I get it. West Ham is maybe a bigger team than Sporting and in the league that they're in. But for me, that's it's like a lateral move.
Yeah, but I think that's what the $1 million thing is, right? Like the competition itself, the Premier League. If you're in the Premier League, you're basically deemed automatically one of the top players or coaches. You know what I mean? Like, dude, look at Juve, Roma, like all the teams in Serie A. When we get when we have one of our best players is sold to teams like Bournemouth, Brentford. You know what I mean? Like, those are the guys going after our players. And, you know, they are just average then. And that's the thing, like with West Ham, like I think they need the proper coach that'll fire them off so they could be a consistent European team. And I think a guy like Amorim is that guy that'll get them with what he has. You know what I mean? Like, they have Alvarez. He'll start to do way better with them. Jared Bowen, I don't really rate him, but, you know, he'll definitely start getting them even more out of him. If Paqueta leaves, cheers, good riddance, whatever. He'll still figure something out. Like, he's that guy that is the perfect man to get you into Europe and build something consistent. And I think that's what West Ham needs. What they're lacking.
Why not even like a team like Chelsea, who definitely need a fucking new coach? Oh, Chelsea, get rid of Poch.
Chelsea, I couldn't even tell you. To be honest with you, man,
I thought West Ham would be a better choice over Chelsea.
No, definitely not. But it's, again, who, like, the offers he gets, right? Like, if he wants to leave Sporting to get a new challenge and whatever it is, if Chelsea doesn't offer, then
he'll get the offers from plenty of teams in England.
Listen, I would prefer him go to a team like Chelsea, because the Premier League, I don't care what anybody wants to say, they cannot compete in fucking Europe, and they're a bum league in that regard. I
think they kind of proved that this year.
Like, it's, okay, City won the treble last year. Cheers, man. Nah. Like, you guys have a god squad. You're expected to do shit like this.
It was bound to happen one year. Yeah,
like, you're literally expected every year to be challenging for the fucking Champions League, man. Like,
they went to a finals, and they I'm just like, not for nothing, again, they lost to a Chelsea team who, at that time, compared to the teams that were out there, they played brilliant throughout the whole tournament. They played amazing, but they shouldn't have been in that final.
Yeah.
Like, the other, like, Madrid, when they played, like, Madrid was playing amazing, but at that time, Chelsea just was just counteracting everything and was able to pull through and get to that final, and somehow City threw it away. Exactly. City threw it away.
A Champions League coach, and that's it. That's all he's good for.
But then you look at, like, after, like, even with Bayern now, it's like, dude, how can this guy figure it out?
That's what I'm saying. Look at him with Bayern right now. How he is now in a Champions League
semifinal. Yeah.
Maybe he's literally just built to be a Champions League coach. It's a weird concept, but I don't know.
What kind of team is going to want that?
No, I agree. You want a coach that's a coach all year round and not just half the year and shit like that. But no, I think honestly, man, I want Chelsea. I think that's the only team in England I will look at you and say I respect. I will not bash entirely, because they actually have a proper European pedigree in my world, at least. And they're that team that, you know, when they're in Champions League, it's almost like a Real Madrid. Even at their worst, they will still somehow compete and make it. You know, they'll go that stretch, whatever. Every other team in England doesn't make that stretch.
No.
They fall against
fucking, like, games where they should be winning and end up losing these games.
Atalanta railed Liverpool. They absolutely railed them. Away from home, they railed them.
Fighting for first place.
And then people want to say, like, oh, bottom team Premier League could beat anybody and said, yeah. No, man, that's not true. Like, I was on Twitter the other day, and it was somebody going on a rant about the differences between the league and whatever. Like, with England, the players are more athletic. You know what I mean? It's literally just an athletic game.
Yeah.
You have to be able to run. You're big in stature. You're this, you're that, whatever. But then you go to the different leagues, like La Liga and Italy, it's more tactical. You know, you won't have the big brawny players like that, but those guys understand tactics. They have a system in place. They know how to work it. And that was the clear difference between Atalanta and then Liverpool's crazy high press.
Yeah.
You know?
See how that worked out.
But yeah, Prem sucks. But we'll agree with that.
I want to go back to this coaching thing.
Yeah. We would straight away from that.
No, I know. So, like, I don't know. I still kind of want to talk about this West Ham thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat it too much, but
Let's beat it up.
I think Moyes leaving, very good move, because that should have happened 3 years ago. I don't care what he did. He won the conference league. Sorry to you, but you've even said it after.
It's a Mickey Mouse
league. It's a Mickey Mouse thing. Like, it's a fake fucking trophy. Teams like Roma and West Ham, you guys are better than that. And thanks. I'm sorry, that shouldn't be. But that shouldn't be accomplished. For Fiorentina right now, who is in the Conference League, they're making a push. That's a competition that, respectfully, they could be playing and you know they should be trying to win because that'll be a big thing for them.
Yeah.
But a team like Roma, I get it. Yeah, you celebrated. Mourinho talks about, hey, but I won that thing. I'm sorry, that's not really like for me. I don't look at that's not an accomplishment for Roma.
I agree.
That's just hey, that's just hey, we have this opportunity to win a trophy. Let's just kind of you know blow smoke over everything else. Like, hey, we didn't make top four, but hey, we won the Conference League. We won a trophy, guys. Hey, yeah. I did something that no one else can do. I won a trophy with Roma. So for me, it's nothing. Moyes should have been gone. I just I do not think that that he is the right guy for West Ham.
Sporting,
Sporting coach.
No, again,
I don't think. I think what they need, genuinely, you bring in over there a guy like Poch. I think Poch, he could do something at West Ham. You give him the time. Okay. Those kind of like small, like no name kind of players, like a lot of them that he got playing that no one really expected at Tottenham, I feel like he can do that with guys at West Ham, with the players they have and who they can bring in. Because at the end of the day, they're an English team. They have money. They'll be able to spend it. Yeah. So that's not an issue. So I don't know. I could see more something like that. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think Poch definitely is not a bad show for West Ham. I think what West Ham needs is a guy like Amorim that's a tinkler in a sense that like he works with what he has, he builds it up. Because let's get real, West Ham is still in like deemed in the Premier League like that selling club almost, right?
Yeah.
Like even if they have an amazing player, whatever the case is, like you already know he's leaving for 100 mil or whatever it is because they're not a top five team in the Prem.
Yeah.
So a guy like Amorim could get them to that point of being a consistent top five team. And then maybe that's when they're ready for like somebody else, like or whatever the case is. Poch, I honestly think, man, he's just lost the plot. In general, I think he's just kind of floating around, living off the coattails of the fact that he qualified for a Champions League final with the Spurs after not spending any money and selling players. You know, like I could see Poch only coaching a team like Brentford now or like Palace, like, you know, like shit like that, where it's like expectations are low. Do something for us. Yeah. And that's
try to build something.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll give you, you know, some of the tools you need. Try to see what you can do.
Yeah. I just think West Ham could be like, they have the potential given their infrastructure and everything like that, like to be almost like a sleeping giant, you know, like they replaced Declan Rice well. It's just their coach sucks monkey ass.
They also they don't have a striker. Antonio is not a good striker.
Well, that's what I mean. Like with a proper coach at the helm, not David Moyes, who again favors Mikel Antonio.
For some reason. You know what I mean? Like he probably has his nudes.
He definitely 100% or he hooked up with his daughter if he has one or his son. We don't discriminate. Cheers to maybe. Antonio. But yeah, you know, like West Ham, I think, just needs somebody that sees the game differently and they have to make that step to be a consistent team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe, like, again, I don't think Amorim will actually go there, considering all the top teams want him.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he went there and he did a very good job. You know what I mean? Like, it's West Ham, man. How can't you do a good job there? You have fucking big Andrew Gbona at the back. Like,
that's true, man. You got Italian in the back.
You have Emerson Palmieri. You have Fabianski letting in 7 goals a game.
Emerson, he can.
Yeah, he sucks, actually.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You won every fucking trophy in like 1 year, but
you have James Ward-Prowse, who's basically Pirlo.
I couldn't say that. That's a
straight. I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go for a walk.
Sorry. No, but
never fucking say that shit again.
Drew. Yeah, no, definitely think he'd be good there. Just I don't think they'll get him, man. But you know what? You brought up, we talked about Chelsea and Poch. Let's talk about their coaching, their coaches. Who do you think could go there and actually give them fucking some sort of identity and actually create a monster out of what they have? Because again, I will always say this about Chelsea. That's an impressive looking group of youngsters.
It is, man. Like, some of them definitely they're not good enough to be Chelsea players and you have to get rid of them. But they have a good core. They got something there. It's like, it's not like they got absolutely nothing like United and they're like, okay, wait, guys, we got to try to figure it out with what the fuck we have. They actually have something. It's just, there's certain people they have to get rid of. But the main thing, they have to bring in a proper coach and not fucking Poch. I said it from the beginning. He was not a good coach at Tottenham. He is not a good coach. He wasn't a good coach with PSG.
I got that wrong.
Shit. He's fucking shit.
Decent, but I thought he'd be decent. The youngsters, at least, that they're investing in, I thought for sure he could do something with it. But
once when you're a certain type of coach and you play a certain way and you're just that's the way you are. You're always gonna be if you're not a winning coach, you're always gonna be a loser. That's just the way it is, and that's what he is. So a team like Chelsea that, like you said, even when no one expects it, they always end up somehow making a run in Champions League, even when they don't have the best. They're in, you know, ninth place, but let's say they're in Champions League and they end up making a quarter or semifinal somehow. And you're like, how the fuck did Chelsea make it here? But they're playing good.
Yeah.
That's what they're missing, man. And Poch is not that guy. He give him 2, 3, 4, 5 years, nothing's going to change.
Mm.
I get it. You know, you don't want to go through coaches. You don't want to start sacking and bring a new sack and bring a new, but you can't just continue because let's stick with him, or hey, we got a contract with him, so you know, let's ride it out another year and see how it goes. No, you're just fucking killing time and killing these players' careers, and people they're not going to want to stay. They're going to want to go.
Yeah.
So honestly, I would like Sporting's coach, I would love to see him go to Chelsea, because I really think with what he's done at Sporting and what Chelsea has and what he can bring in, because they have the spending money.
Yeah.
I feel like he can actually build something fucking decent over there and completely, like, next season, it's not gonna be like a slow burn. It'll be like next season. I'm not saying first place, but you'll see them competitive in the league. And well, they won't be in Europe, but they'll be competitive in the league.
Yeah.
It's like a Juve year. You know what? Hey, you're not in anything. Focus on just trying to be, you know, top four in the league and trying to hold that spot down and get something next year. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's you know what? You just gotta accept it. But yeah, I would like to see him. I don't really know what's happening with the Xavi situation. Like, he's leaving. Is he going to take another job? Is he going to take some time off? Why is he leaving? Was that just like a tactical thing to try to get these players to like fucking play even harder to try to like make him stay? Like, I generally don't know. Like, but like, I feel like he'd be an interesting coach.
That would be actually
to take on Chelsea.
That would be really,
and like try to bring his style over there. Like, I feel like that would be like a good little project to see. I mean, like, other than that, like, what's available? Like,
would you be against Thomas Tuchel coming back?
No, I don't think. I don't think. But
and no, do you think no, the players I, would I, at least be accepting?
I think majority of those players that were there when he was there, I think a lot of them are gone. Like, they're not even who's really still there from when he was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be like a fresh new group. He's coming in, and you know what? Like, it's as long as him and Todd kind of put whatever happened aside and, you know, they kind of clear up those differences. I think him coming back, man, he's going to want to prove himself and prove that, yo, like, he's him. Like, yo, okay, I get it. You know, that first, like, that second season, you know, it wasn't going the way we planned. And, you know, at Bayern now, okay, yeah, in the league now, they fucking lost for the first time in fucking 11 years. And but they're, you know, they now they're in a Champions League semifinal. Let's see how that ends up going. So he has a lot to prove. He has a lot to show. He is a great coach. He's shown it before. I think that can be the kind of like his redemption kind of season. You know what I mean? Coming in. So I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind seeing that. And like, I know, like, I feel like Chelsea fans would probably be happy the whole sacking about that whole thing, man, that was like weird. Even I was like fucking,
it felt like it was almost like bullied into you know, like by the league, by everything else around them. Like, that's what I feel like it was.
You don't want me spending money and buying certain players? Well, fuck you. It's I want to buy who I want to buy. So get out of here, buddy. You're fucking sacked. And that's pretty much, like, I feel like how it just went. Cause like, he wanted certain players. He didn't want these big names that Todd wanted to fucking buy, because they were just, he's like, they don't fit. I don't need them. I don't need those guys. But they're a big name. We can fucking bring them in. I feel like that a lot of that was what really stirred the pot with that whole breakup.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like as long as they kind of put that aside and they kind of get onto the same page, hopefully, and fucking Todd just listens, because the guy knows absolutely nothing about soccer. And he just maybe needs to step back, say, hey, I'll give you guys the money. You guys take care of everything.
I'm kind of surprised they sold Pulisic, given like Todd Bowley's the president. You know, still LeBron James of soccer.
Yeah, but and then they just looked at the last couple of years and they were just like, yeah, fuck this guy. Like, oh, whatever. Shit, let's go spend 80 mil and bring in this Ukrainian kid that Arsenal's going for. He looks pretty sick.
Ukrainian Bolt.
Pulisic has the season of his life.
Yeah.
And Bolt Pulisic has two goals.
Pulisic was always a decent enough player. It was just a matter of like.
No, but it was a dude with Chelsea. It was like, dude, but he wasn't fit.
Yeah,
he was well, that was hurt too, like every right? week. Like, but now you see the season; the guy's never hurt. Like, he's been playing too, every right? game.
It's the physical demands of the Premier League in general, man. Like, I that's what I said before. Like, why I said before, like, they're like proper athletes in the Prem.
Yeah.
Whereas like everything else, it's a system. There's a reason why you have guys like peak of their powers in Serie A, like at 33 dominating games and shit like that, because like they're not as athletic. They're just more, they're smarter in a sense, you know? Speaking of smarter people, Roma lost to Bologna today. 3-1.
It had to happen, Joe. It's okay. Yeah,
whatever.
It's okay.
I was in
you got phase. You guys got outclassed and outplayed by my future manager. So
it's okay. So I was gonna actually ask you, how does Allegri still have a job?
You are asking questions that I've been just I'm losing sleep over.
Joe. I saw something.
Like
on
I swear, if I didn't show up a day and I didn't call in, or I was just doing my job absolutely fucking horribly, I would have lost my job very quickly.
Yes.
And I would have been fired. But no, this guy here, I get it. End of the season. Yeah, okay, you don't want to do it now. Fucking sack the guy. Bring up Montero. Let him finish the season. Whatever happens, happens. Hopefully, we have top five. Could even have six spots if Atlanta or Roma win Europa League. So that's even fucking bigger.
Yeah.
That's pretty just mean, fucking, actually. just bring him in. Get rid of Allegri. I'll pitch toward. I'm not gonna. I don't have that much money. I can't pay the whole thing. But I'll pitch towards the 20 mil that you got to pay him to fucking get his ass out of there. I'll buy his fucking plane ticket to get his ass out. You get him out. Bring in Montero. Finish the season. Right when the transfer window open, Thiago Motta, come here. Got your contract over here. 2 years plus option for third. Join the team, baby. I know you never were able to as a player, but as a manager, you can.
That's a lot to unpack.
It is, right?
But
do you think that he should still have a job? Like from the outside, like maybe I'm just a stupid Juve fan and I'm just overreacting.
Allegri having a job, definitely not. I agree with you. I definitely agree with the fact that like
he's accomplished a lot in his career with Juve.
Not really.
Joe, he did, man. All those Scudetti, the Coppa Italia, he's won two finals. Okay, no, he went to two Champions League finals. Still, like he accomplished a lot. He did a lot. His tactics are dead. They don't work anymore. It's not going to change. He doesn't want to change. Why does this guy have a fucking job?
Well, that's the thing for me. It's more so like I'm a big believer of like you have to, as a coach, your job to make your job easier is like obviously you have your tactics and your style of play and whatever it is, but you could try to put that into the players and install it on whatever it is. But the biggest thing you have to is make sure that, you know, your players are happy, your players know what they're doing, like, and they're able to express themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you see your style of play, your tactic, your formation isn't suiting one of your key players, take a fucking step back. Let's fucking fix this. Let's maybe change the formation and get the best out of these people.
He does not
want
to do it, man. He does not want to fucking change. Like, you see the players you have, man. We have some great players, some players that can make a difference in a game.
Yeah.
But the guy does not want to adapt and change to bring the best out of these guys. Yeah. He'd rather just have them playing average, but he's playing his formation and his way.
It's crazy that I could look at you, and I know there's a lot of rumors and speculation. Not speculation. Like, people are making it seem like it's almost factual that Allegri's out. And Thiago Motta is in. I know
we'd all love
kind of,
to believe that.
I know it sounds kind
happening.
Of crazy, but a part of me thinks that you guys might ride it out with him again.
No, there's no fucking shot, Joe.
I know you say that, but
I don't know, man.
There's something weird about Juve that they do stuff that you don't expect them to or want them to do. I think it's definitely a possibility. I think it's definitely one of those things that it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if next year, first game of the season, Allegri's at the helm. No. You know what I mean?
No, I can't see it. I genuinely can't. Like with, I feel like now we've seen it in the past when they're like, yeah, don't worry. Like, you know, he's probably gonna stay, and you know, they're not gonna be bringing somebody else on, and then they end up sacking them. We saw it with Sadi, we saw it with Allegri the first time, and we saw it with Pirlo. Obviously, there's still games left. They're not gonna say, yeah, he's gonna be gone at the end of the season. They're gonna do it in the background there. They're gonna have the new contract
so
and everything ready with Thiago Motta. No, they're just gonna at the end of the season, you're gonna get the report and see that Juve and Allegri has parted ways. They're paying him out, he's gone. And then you're gonna see that within a couple hours we're gonna see all these links we're gonna be linked with everybody, and then it's gonna end, and then Thiago Motta's gonna come.
So now let me ask you a question. You're the coach, you own Juve. Okay. I don't know why I'm struggling over here.
It's okay.
And these three coaches come up to you and say, I will be your coach no matter what. Free contract, essentially, like whatever, okay?
Okay.
You had Antonio Conte.
Okay.
Sorry, you know, I'm going to say four coaches. I'm going to make it even more difficult for you.
Okay.
Conte, you got Thiago Motta, you got Xavi, and you got Zinedine Zidane. All four of them come up to you, give their availability, do it for free, money doesn't matter type shit. Which of those four are you taking?
I mean, like, it is tough because, like, I know my answer, but it could be, like, it's a toss-up between two for me, to be honest with you.
I feel like you're tossing up between Zidane and somebody for sure.
No.
I was going to say you better not. I'll go on my Zidane. No,
toss-up, my number one, and just because I genuinely believe, I think it is Thiago Motta.
Ooh.
My number one. I know it's like it might be shocking, okay. No.
I'm not gonna lie, I am kind of shocked.
I would go with him just because, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, it's style of play, but then, you know, when you see him, when he brings it to like a bigger team, it doesn't work. But like watching him play and watching Bologna play, it's something, there's something different about him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's gonna be the next big thing. Mm-hmm. For Italian coaches, because Italian coaches, by far, you look at how many finals in Champions League, like how many are still in all European competitions now. Look in previous years, Italy makes some of the best coaches. That's just a fact. So it's like you're going to start seeing these new age coaches start coming in. You see Di Rossi now, he's back home.
Yeah, but we'll with see your love next year.
Obviously different year, different expectations, mm-hmm. but you're seeing him now, kind of what he's doing. You're hoping, and not just be for Roma, for Italy, like that.
Yeah,
he actually can become something because, man, like you want to see this new age, these new age coaches coming in, this new generation of coaches. Though. No, but if he can be a lifer at Roma, you know he would lovely do that. God, he would gladly do that, Joe. But it just comes down to results and being on the same page with the club and all that. But for me, I just think Thiago Motta. I think he's the real deal. If that opportunity came, I think he's my number one. And the guy that I would say is right behind him, right there, would be Antonio Conte.
That's who I honestly thought you were going to go with.
He would be right there. Sorry. Just because, like, I'm at the point with him. Like, I would love for him to come back. At the end of the day, fuck his pass with Inter. That was just a glitch in the matrix, like, with COVID. It never really happened. Mm-hmm. He's still a Juventino. You know what you're going to get from Conte. You know he's going to have these guys fighting for first place within a year. You know he's capable of doing that. He's done that in the past with plenty of teams. So I don't doubt him. But then a part of me is like, yo, like, fuck the past. Like, I want
new.
I love him. Thank you for everything you've done. But I'm done going back to these old coaches. Start something fresh. New chapter, you move on from the past and you just write it out now. You bring in somebody new and you start a whole new chapter with this fucking guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the past. And that's a part of me why I don't want to see Conte come back. Like, I would love him, but like a part of me, if that's the move we actually ended up making, like a part of me, I'd be like, fuck, like, I feel like that's a lost opportunity on like trying to go for like a Thiago Motta.
Because with Thiago Motta given, Antonio Conte's still fairly young. So it's not like whatever. He has plenty of career technically as well. But it's like with Thiago Motta, it's like you said before, that new age of coaching, mm-hmm. right? It's the new style. It's the new breed almost coming up, right?
And you've seen,
So it's more entertaining in that regard.
With Conte, that he'll get you the success in the league, but he's not very good in Champions League. He doesn't get results in Champions League. Mm-hmm. Thiago Motta, you don't really know. You haven't really seen him in that. So yeah,
you haven't seen him balance with multiple competitions, with
the way
he
plays, having a team like Juve, okay, where you have more depth, that you're not relying just on the same core starting every game, that you can kind of balance it out and kind of rest some guys for like bigger games. It's going to be a real test for him, but these are the steps that you got to make in your career if you want to go that way. If you want to just be like, you know, whatever, just always kind of coaching these like mid-table teams and just kind of doing that. Hey, there's a lot of coaches that we've seen them in Italy we've seen them since we were watching as kids, and now they're still there. Now they're all on the brink of retirement. But that's what they want. Exactly. He's coached some big teams. He just now he's gone older. Like, now he just wants to just fucking chill.
Yeah,
and
he
like,
just wants to vibe.
Whatever. But like, I'm saying, like, other guys, like, okay, DeFrancesco. He went to Roma, but like, dude, he just loves like small teams, mid-table teams.
That's his thing.
That's just his thing. It works for him. He's happy there.
Are you saying Roma's a small team?
No, that was like a glitch. Like he went there and he was like, oh no, fuck, like, I don't belong here. And then he went, I said, that's where he belongs. Not, that's where he was. Okay, don't worry, Joe, don't worry. Joe, Roma's massive, dude. Yeah, biggest team in Rome, 100%.
Obviously. That is no friggin' debate.
Yeah.
I was going to swear, but we don't need to swear when we mention Roma in the same breath. No, I'm honestly glad you chose Thiago Motta. A part of me was worried you were going to go with Zidane.
No. Joe, I'd love to see Zidane there.
I don't.
But that's like if like there's no one really, you know, available, you bring him in, you know, he's played for Juve. He knows what Juve is all about. Maybe he can kind of be like a, I don't know how, man, because it's so hard to judge him because we've seen him is him living off the past of Ancelotti on an already good Real Madrid team. Yeah, he had them still playing good and playing fucking beautiful football, but it was just what Ancelotti left and he was literally Ancelotti's assistant. So it's so hard to judge him because like, I really don't know what he would, like maybe he does have a crazy fucking style that he can bring to the team. Plus people respect him. So like he already have that boost out of people, like maybe like that Di Rossi effect that like players will literally go out there and die for him because like who this guy is and like he's a coach and they have that much respect for him.
Yeah.
So it could be like that kind of effect, but like there's so much unknown with him. And like, I don't feel like we're at the time right now to start testing the unknown.
Well, technically, isn't Thiago Motta testing the unknown?
Yes and no, but I think he's still more proven, Joel.
Especially because he's more in the league. He's in the league with a team.
Exactly. He's not coming from another league. It's like Di Zerbi, who's been, he's coached and said, but now the last years he's been in where was it, Ukraine? And then it was in England.
Yeah,
now.
He's on track right now.
He's kind of been away from it. So jump him, he's got to kind of adjust to like how the game is and everything again. So, that might be a little bit different. But the guy, he plays in the league. Look what he's doing in the league to top Inter. The best team, one of the best teams in Europe, fucking outplaying them both games.
Yeah.
So they beat them in the Coppa Italia.
Honestly,
I think Thiago Motta, man. I think
I'll be the first to say, like, I do respect Thiago Motta, and it's hard to talk down about him in any way. Like, the big test will be next year if he does go to Juve, which I honestly, dude, I'm not just saying, like, I'm a Roma fan, and I'll be the first to look at everybody and say, and I've always said this, say what you want, whatever. But in my world, for Italy to be doing well and thriving, like the national team, and the league itself, the two teams that always need to be kind of carrying the torch, carrying that pillar, like what, or being the pillar, is Juve and Milan.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like when those two teams are thriving,
fuck Inter, bro.
Italy's thriving. Yeah. The league is thriving. Like obviously, I want Roma to be in that conversation. And maybe you are starting to see a shift that Roma's becoming that team because of like 4 years straight European semifinals, one of those being a Champions League. Like we are maybe doing something now. Like I don't know. Don't want to jinx anything in that regard. But regardless, like, you know, that's just always how I've seen it. And like when Juve is suffering, the league kind of suffers. Like that's Italy's daddy. Like it's like Germany with Bayern Munich. When Bayern Munich is thriving, Bundesliga is thriving because that's their daddy. You know, it's kind of the same concept. And if Thiago Motta could go over to Juve and get the best out of their youth, because again, Juve has probably one of the best systems in place. I'm not gonna say the best young team, but the best systems in place in Italy right now. You're looking at a team that is built for the next 10 years, 10 to 15, as long as obviously Thiago Motta stays and like whatever, you know. And it's that will be definitely something interesting because look at like from an Italian perspective here. Mm-hmm. Look at the players on Bologna right now that he's grown that are Italian, and you look at it, it's like, yo, that guy actually should be playing for Italy. Like starting 11, national team, like Calafiori, arguably one of the biggest ballers in the league right now.
I'm going to bring him to Juve.
But that's what I mean. Like that, like a guy like that, like he was taken for granted on Roma because of Mourinho and he was being a friggin' prick about that whole thing. But now look at Thiago Motta, what he made out of him. He put him center back, he plays left back, he plays left mid, he plays defensive mid, and he also plays center mid. You know what I mean? Like that outstanding versatility just goes to show. And then you also have Giovanni Fabian playing center mid, under 20 player. He's going to be a monster.
Mm.
Orsolini, unlocked finally, under Thiago Motta.
And old Juve product.
Now just imagine Thiago Motta with a guy like Chiesa. Definitely an upgraded version of Orsolini. And he, like, again, Thiago Motta made Orsolini an out-and-out winger.
Dude, imagine him with Fagioli once he's allowed to bet again. Holy.
Holy. Yeah, no, but, like, Orsolini, look at him now. He could play as a second striker. Yeah. Why is that? Because Motta adapted, changed it up, and, like, whatever. Chiesa, obviously he has the ability to play a second striker, mm-hmm. but not under Allegri's system.
Allegri's system.
And you'll see Thiago Motta playing him on the wing, yeah. but then eventually shifting him as that secondary striker, or like that he's getting his goals, and the numbers will justify Chiesa. Locatelli, monster. Well, could be a monster. I respect Locatelli. I have no problem with him. Cambiasso's basically Calafiori. It's
so first time.
It would definitely be like Thiago Motta on Juve if he gets everything right and they actually back him, which I know they will. Juve always backs their coaches in that regard. But nobody wants to fucking back that pig. Like, respectfully, oh, bro, I went to Napoli and I made it. We played Sarri ball.
Him to wear a suit on when he got announced.
Yeah, dude, you're a fat, sweaty pig that your biggest accomplishment was you dick down on Mourinho Roma side. Cheers, man. What does it all mean? You got sacked or you left, whatever the case is.
He's like, left. Like, nah.
Yeah, he's just
no,
like,
no one respects me here. I'm leaving, guys.
Yeah, like, what do you want, dude? You're a bum. Okay, I hate talking bad about Sarri because it gives me like a no vibe. So, like, I feel bad saying that. But. He's a fat pig.
Yeah, he's a fat loser, dude. He's a bum. There's nothing really good to say about him. Other than Juve gave him his one and only Scudetto.
And gave him his first suit that he ever owned. Fucking greasy pig.
Do you remember every game you used to have to wear those like blue dress pants and like just like that like white, they're like
and big shoes. It was like so long big. For some reason. And you just see him chewing on the butt.
I don't have my tracksuit on. Oh my god,
poor guy. But fuck, we mentioned Zidane earlier and like whatever, so I want to talk about him actually. Mm-hmm. Zidane is a copy and paste merchant. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says, and how he's up for the Bayern Munich job is so mind boggling to me. And I don't care, like, he won a treble of Champions Leagues. He's done this. Done that. No, like, you were Ancelotti's assistant coach.
I know, but
you had BBC, and it wasn't Juve's BBC. It was your own version. Mm-hmm. You had easily the best midfield trident in the world for like that 3 years. You had the best defender in the world in Sergio Ramos. What did you do? You literally look at those guys, and it's like Ancelotti says, I tell him to just go out there. You probably did the same thing. And yet you're getting all this credit. Oh, he's a top coach. He wants 15 million a year. I give him
Fortunately for him, he has his name of who he is.
Yeah, headbutting merchant.
And yeah, well, so what? That won us a World Cup.
No, cheers. I 100% agree.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying.
He has his name. On his resume, it shows 3 years at Real Madrid, three Champions Leagues. And people look at that. They look, hey, we can bring in Zidane. Oh, yeah, he's sick. Look what he did with Madrid. Let's do it. So that's why you'll see Zidane linked with all these big teams.
But even though stupid.
I agree. He hasn't proven himself. He needs time. You need to see him coaching. The guy stopped at Real Madrid and then just didn't coach. Like, yeah, I'm just going to take some time off and just chill and figure it out and see what I want
to
do.
It's because no coach has created a dynasty for him to take over yet.
That's what I mean. But why not just take over something and try to build something out of your career, try to make something out of your out of yourself?
Because he's not a good coach.
He could be.
Very average ball.
No, but no one's ever going to.
He was actually a really good player.
That was not,
I can't even.
Well, probably one of the best midfielders.
Well, just in case this gets clipped, I don't want people to start attacking me and saying we shouldn't do a podcast anymore. Which, guys, come on.
Yeah.
Stop telling us we shouldn't do a podcast.
Maybe you should if you start talking like that about fucking Zidane. You watch. Maybe watch the talk about it. Come on.
Anyway,
that's like talking bad about De Rossi, Joe. Come on. Can't talk bad about De Rossi.
De Rossi's a gentleman.
Can't talk bad about him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's literally what I'm saying. Can't talk bad about him.
Okay.
It's class.
Not gonna
Totti could talk about him.
Never.
He was a dickhead outside of soccer. Great soccer player. Dickhead. But Zidane. Okay, then. Zidane, no one's gonna know until he takes a fucking job of if this guy's actually good or not. That's the unfortunate thing. Because the guy won't take a fucking job. So no one's actually gonna know if this guy he can be the real deal. He could be one of the fucking best coaches, but no one's gonna know because the guy's gonna take a job.
It's true, actually.
So yeah, okay, one of these teams eventually he's gonna have to go onto one of them, whether it's Bayern or whoever the fuck it is, and show what the fuck he can do.
Yeah, but that's the thing with him.
That's the only way.
He's honestly, he knows himself that he doesn't have the ability, probably. That's why he hasn't taken
Maybe.
Over. Any. And to take over Bayern Munich, again, I'll look at him and say, that league, okay, obviously Bayern Leverkusen, what they did is impressive.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Maybe we'll have the age-old debate if they could continue on some great form next year and actually keep on challenging Bayern Munich for a title. But the reality is Bayern Munich will probably buy Florian Wirtz for 150 mil. So there goes their best player. Grimaldo's probably going to be bought by Manchester City because of his versatility. And Pep loves his young Spanish player. Well, he's middle-aged. But regardless.
Madrid are going for Frimpong.
Madrid's going for Frimpong.
Someone's
going
to buy Boniface.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants Boniface, Boniface or whatever. Patrick Schick still won't come back to Roma. Hincapie or Hincapi, however you say his name, is probably going to go to the Prem to some average team like Aston Villa and make parlays with Nicolo Zaniolo.
Talk about top four team right there, dude.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Top four team, but that's because Zaniolo is probably the wrong legend. But you know what I mean? Like, they're going to get picked apart by Leverkusen. And as much as I hate that, that's the reality of things, man. And you know Bayern Munich always buys the best player in the league that year. And so for Zidane, if he were to turn around and go over to Bayern Munich, it's like, okay, cheers. Why don't you just go coach PSG too?
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
Not yet.
Well, I'm actually very surprised. But no, he never played on PSG.
Still
French. What was the French team he played for? Was it Lee? No.
It was Bordeaux.
Really?
Bordeaux. Yeah.
Bordello?
Bordello, bro. Bello.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was actually going to say like Lyon or Marseille. No. He looks like a Marseille guy, you know?
I just remember because every time I'm trying to picture him, and I remember picturing him in the Bordeaux jersey when he had like that shitty haircut.
I went to
Legends. No, yeah, that's where he bought him from.
Legends, right, never forget.
Right here, baby.
I have that jersey too.
Me and Joe wore it same day and one
people,
time.
People always question, hey, like, why do you have another club's jersey? Which, you know, let me ask this question and we'll like talk about something else. What would you say is worse? Wearing another club jersey within your league? Like, obviously, if there's like a... No, we'll just leave it at that, actually. Because, like, whatever, everyone talks to me. So, wearing another club in your league's jersey or wearing another national team jersey? And I'm not saying another club as in your direct rival, like a Lazio for Roma. Like, never.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, a Roma, again, like, if I were to wear a Fiorentina jersey, which I have. Or Juve Zidane jersey, like stuff like that. Is it frowned upon or weird?
It's a little bit weird.
Let us know in the comments.
It's a little bit weird. I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit weird.
I don't think it is weird at all. I think it's respect.
It's an odd flex.
The streets don't forget type shit, you know?
I mean, I'll wear an Argentina jersey. No problem. I've worn a France jersey. I've worn actually multiple France jerseys. I've worn a Portugal jersey one time. My fiance, no. Just out of respect.
Yeah.
You know, respect, buddy. Respect.
I support another national team and say, hey, I hope your team wins, brother. But yeah.
I don't think I'd ever
put
on. But
I will never wear another.
Give me Maldini, Baresi, whoever the fuck it is.
I have a picture of you wearing a Totti jersey.
Totti's the only guy I would wear, and that's out of respect to you.
No. We had an agreement in place that one time. We both said, you agreed. Dude, like Totti was one of my favorite players growing
up. Yeah, that's what I said. But it was the only reason I put it on was out of respect. I own the jersey. Look, dude, I have a Milan jersey. I mean, the Inter jerseys just showed up here. I didn't actually want it here, but.
Oh, yeah, no, that was given to us. That was given to us. Jake Gyllenhaal's doppelganger.
So, I mean, didn't have much to say. Obviously, it's a beautiful gift. I'll accept it, no problem.
Yeah.
Roma, the only jersey I would actually wear in Serie A. And that's for you. And anyway, only Totti. Like, I wouldn't just put on a fucking Asmund jersey. No, I would not. I wouldn't. I would not.
I'd convince you because you know how amped I'd get. Dude, Asmund came on today, scored a goal. We lost 3-1, but the vibes were fantastic. I knee slid down the driveway. I love Asmund. I don't know what it is. To all our Iranian followers, if we have a fan base in Iran, I love you guys because of Sardar Asmund. That is my favorite player, and I understand why he is such a fantastic human being. Great guy, great player. Love him forever. Hope he stays. And that's another guy on Bayern Leverkusen, actually. Maybe. You know?
Who?
Ricky Pazmo.
Oh, because he came from there?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they won, actually.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe we give him back.
Maybe we give him back. Maybe you win when you guys give him back. Holy dude.
Nah, that would be crazy.
DDR takes the league next year?
No, we already won the league for next year. You didn't hear? We're getting Chiesa.
We're not.
We're getting Chiesa.
Stop this. Stop this tomfoolery. You're not getting Chiesa. The only way you get Chiesa is if fucking Mad Max is still in fucking charge. He's gone. Chiesa stays.
I hope he's still in charge now.
Shut the fuck up. That's why you were saying that. Oh, yeah. I can actually see him being. I could see him staying next
now
year.
I was just clued into
you're me. So fucking stupid. I'm going to punch you in the fucking head.
I was just clued into it all.
Oh, you're so stupid. Don't ever fucking wish death like that upon me. You already took one of my baby angels. You don't need to take two.
Imagine Chiesa.
He's too good for that, man.
Feeding Sardar Azmoun. No. Champions League. We're in a Champions League spot right now. But
are you going to finish there?
I hope.
That's the big question, Joe.
I hope, man. Don't say that.
That's the big question.
We play Udinese on Thursday.
That 20 minute game.
Which, rematch. You see what Lazio's president said? No. Oh, they shouldn't be replaying the game for a code yellow. He was deemed fine at the end of it all. I don't know why you postponed the game. Roma asked for an extension.
Were you guys winning the game?
No, we were tied 1-1.
Oh, okay.
So, like, whatever. But, like, we asked to postpone the game because of what happened. And then, like, right now, since we qualified for the next round of Europa League, we literally have a game every 3 to 4 days. How many days away is Thursday? Three, right?
Yeah. Three days.
So every 3 days, we have a game. And we're like, hey, could we play this 20-minute game, like, later? Like, soon, but not, like, that soon?
Soon?
And then, like, Lotito, which should be illegal, by the way, that a president is on the board of, like, the whatever, the actual league
itself. It's Italy, Joe.
Weird.
It's Italy.
He's been coming out and just chirping Roma, saying, like, we should have never even postponed it. It should be a forfeit. It should be this. It should be that. Grow up.
He's got a point.
A man had a heart attack on the field.
He's got a point.
Stop. I was going to say, man had a heart attack.
Lolito and Di Laurentiis never have a fucking point, man. Those guys are both just crackheads.
Di Laurentiis more than Lotito, though. He's better than Lotito.
Oh, yeah,
like,
He actually sometimes comes out with truth. Sometimes, yeah, randomly, like, you're like, okay, dude, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta make me agree with you this one time? Like,
Lotito's just a fat
cowboy. He's actually stupid.
He's a fat pig. That's why he hired Sadi. They were just fucking smoking a closed room together while Lotito wore a cowboy.
While they rub each other's bellies.
And they have like fucking ketchup and mustard stains on their guts. Like, dude,
fuck
pigs,
those guys, man,
pigs.
Honestly.
Yeah.
you kind of lost me at the when you started bringing up the whole Chiesa thing, and I kind of wanted to end it there, but then you kind of kept it going. So
yeah, sorry.
I think now I'll take that awkward silence and we're going to end things off here. We got a big night. We still got a couple hours until the Leaf game. Hopefully. Yeah. Not a sweep because
Forza Maple Leafs.
If it is going to sweep, it's going to end up on my wedding and going to be some bad. Don't need the bad vibes on my wedding.
Yeah, shit, because they play
game
Wednesday.
Game four Sunday. So if it's 3-0, going to Saturday.
Because I was getting married Saturday. What an idiot.
Next time we record, I'm going to be married.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be Alex anymore. A whole new name. Probably gonna be like my name. I'm gonna change my name to like Andrea Cambiasso or something like that.
Change it to like Ezekiel, something like that, with an X.
Or so. Like I'm Azmoun.
I don't know why it hasn't been done yet. Your name starts with
Alex
A.
Azmoun. Holy dude!
See, you're on to
something. I think we're on something. I gotta make some changes on my paperwork. But guys, thank you for listening. If you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. And until then, we're probably not going to be doing anything next week.
Yeah, because if you didn't know, we didn't say it seven times already.
Getting married on the weekend.
This Saturday.
So
big things.
Probably not going to be recording next week, so we'll take another little break.
Honeymooning.
But after that, we will be back. Maybe with some live episodes. Maybe streaming maybe some Europa League games.
No.
Maybe watch Roma make history and give Bayern never losing their first loss. Maybe. I promise you this. We'll do a live watch. We'll sit back. We'll watch it right here. I'll wear my Totti jersey.
You guys heard that.
They'll be seeing it. We'll be live. We'll do a live stream.
I don't know if I could let people see into me.
No,
like that.
No, man.
I get very weird when
you
I start watching games. Very
I'll
weird.
Be the, I'll be there giving the good vibes. Good
I pass
juju.
Gas. I randomly start laughing.
Dude,
I start
they can't
sounds.
Smell you.
That's true, actually.
Don't worry.
Maybe they hear it, though. Oh, they no. Heard.
The mic's not that good. That's true, actually. Your first fart? Are you in the back?
Joe, did you just fart? No.
Did you just fart? No. Why? Did you hear something? Fuck.
This is my phone vibrating on the chair. Nothing big.
But, all right, guys. Yeah. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Take it easy. We love you. Ciao.
See you later.